Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. So I'm talking about the defence of the Republic of Ireland. Now, this is a curious anomaly that Irish nationalists are saying they want the British Armed Forces to withdraw from Northern Ireland, except tacitly, desperately want them to stay. Now, I'm a dual citizen, Irish citizen, British citizen. I shan't be forced to choose between them. That's like being asked to choose between your mother or your father. I identify the British Isles as a whole, or better analogy, Ireland is my immediate family and the British Isles is my extended family. So it's not, I lose anything. So I'm from the British Isles, particularly Cork. Anyhow, so since we left the United Kingdom, alas and alack, in 1921, or I think it really officially took effect 6th of December 1922, we really cut down our armed forces, had a very puny armed forces. Not meaning in disrespect to the men and women of the Irish Defence Forces. We just got very few assets for other cheap ones. I know it's focused on defence, you know, not having combat aircraft, no long-range missiles, no tanks, you know, maybe armoured personnel carriers, infantry and fighting vehicles, stuff like that. We'd fight almost as guerrilla warfare where we invaded. And that's why respect for the will of the United Nations was a core principle of Irish foreign policy, on the basis that as we weren't part of a major alliance like NATO, the only way for a fairly small country of, you know, 3 million people at one stage, now about 5 million, to survive without strong defence capability was for the United Nations to succeed. That's to deter aggression, the will of the UN to be respected. But anyway, even at the Second World War, Eamon de Valera, not my favourite person, he allowed the RAF to fly over, you know, southern Irish airspace, stuff like that, pass on the meteorology reports. So there was some help there. Realised that, you know, Germany might invade Ireland, the north, the south, both, and might need to cooperate with the United Kingdom. Asked what he would do if German paratroopers landed at Derry, after a long pause, said, "I don't know," and so forth. But in the Cold War, there was a logic to staying out of it. Idea we wouldn't get nuked. But if Great Britain got nuked, that'd affect us in the Emerald Isle just as much. Northern Ireland could get nuked, and obviously, you know, nuclear waste is no respecter of borders. Would travel across the border. But even towards the end of the Troubles, 1998, Bertie Ahern, then the Taoiseach, that's the Prime Minister of the Irish Republic, in case you don't know, he authorised British Army helicopters to land in the Republic and so on. The Irish Army, British Army cooperated, even, you know, in the 90s, the British Army coming to clear some illegal crossing, the Irish Army coming in from the southern side to make sure that the terrorists were not there to ambush Her Majesty's forces that there then were. But anyway, for many years, there's been agreement whereby the Royal Air Force, that's the Air Force of the United Kingdom, would monitor our airspace for suspicious foreign aircraft, do the intercepts, because we just didn't have the capability to do that. And even in the 1970s, fraternal exchanges between the two is hard to believe, because relations were strained because of the Northern conflict. And some sort of gift I saw was given by the Irish Defence Forces to the British Army. I can't remember what it was, when some were angry about Bloody Sunday and things like that. Our Air Corps doesn't have a combat capability. I mean, it's executive transport, or, you know, it's got helicopters and stuff. So in 2015, there was a memorandum of understanding signed between Dublin and London about defence between the two. So I don't know what the United Kingdom got in from it. Maybe they see Southern Ireland as the unlocked back door. You know, Irish Republic, we don't contribute. Gavin Robinson, who's the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, he said that the Irish Republic is a freeloader in terms of defence. And so that's true. We spend 0.2% of GDP on defence. The NATO average is 2%. And I know we're not a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. We're not obliged to spend anything. Places like Liechtenstein, Costa Rica don't even have armed forces. But I think that would be a little bit foolhardy. But we're not contributing financially. And there will be some boost to the economy. We can afford it. We're a very, very wealthy country. We've been phenomenally successful economically over the last generation. So the memorandum of understanding says that they will deal with crises together. There could be peacekeeping deployments, and that the two armies can train together and stuff like that. Surplus UK equipment be given to Southern Ireland. They will share intelligence and so forth. So people say, really, the ultimate guarantor of the Republic of Ireland is the United Kingdom. But, you know, We're not contributing financially to this. Goodness. So there's an airspace protection limit. But so the thing is, we've only got 8 ships, should I say, boats in our naval service. We don't even call it a navy. and severely understrength in terms of sailors. We allow any European Union citizen to join. I'm not sure we allow British citizens to join. So we're militarily neutral, but we need to obviously incentivize people to join and stay. And most Western militaries have a problem with recruitment and retention, but it's very bad in the Irish Republic, partly because the economic situation is just so good. It's easy to get a well-paid job. I know we complain about the housing situation, so forth. So this is cooperation. Therefore, what's in it for the United Kingdom, I suppose, saying there's a possible vulnerable area that they are maybe denying to hostile actors. But really, in logic and fairness, we should be paying more towards our defence. What do you think? So there's this preposterous idea that the British Army shouldn't be in Northern Ireland, but should for all sorts of reasons, partly for the security of the Republic of Ireland. Anyway, thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.